Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Same with the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show Facebook live stream. Go to my profile page, Dimitri with three eyes. Look for the one with more than 7,000 followers. And also to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, and you can see the Facebook live stream. There ain't much to see. It's just me and my duck here and from Nail City Jeep Club and all the other stuff. But in any event, if you've just joined us, I warn you right now, this next segment's going to be pretty ugly. Was attacked yesterday by the Gang of Three at that dying AM station, which I've offered to help them, quite frankly. And management said, no, we're going to stick with this team because, I don't know. In any event, David Bloomquist, who I like personally, I've never had a problem with him personally. He's a nice guy. I like him. I liked him even back in the day when he and Karen were married. I've always liked him. I've never had a problem with him or Karen or whatever. Andrea, I met a couple of times. Now she wants to be known as Sam, so I don't know whatever journey she's going on and whatever pronouns she wants to be used, that I don't know. But the few times that I met her, seems like a nice person. Salesperson there at the other outlet, seems fine. Otis, I don't think we've ever met, but his real name is Tim, and he's a narc for the state for alcohol control. He rats out businesses. He goes in and rats them out if they are violating any alcohol rules and regulations. That's his job. So they were attacking me yesterday, and all it was because I was telling people about this million-dollar white elephant that was built with the two trustees who voted for it, voted, for the funding for this thing. Take the COVID money, build this 4,000-square-foot nothing building, for roughly 4,000 square feet, about the size of a typical store in a mall. I mean, it's nothing. $1 million. And didn't really tell us about it other than a public notice in the Times Leader. Anyway, so I'm telling people this. And unbeknownst to me, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, the two trustees running for re-election, are really, really, really good buddies with David Bloomquist. Cleveland Dave, as we call him here sometimes. And that's fine. And David was trying to defend them. And again, that's fine. But then he starts attacking me on the show yesterday. I couldn't believe it. When I heard the audio, I couldn't believe it. So we're going to be addressing this part now. It's going to get ugly. I'm warning you now, it's going to get ugly. So if you have a weak stomach, you might want to not listen or watch on the Facebook live stream. All right, here we go.
As far as the other guy running, I don't know him. I can't say a bad thing about him. I can't say a good thing about him. I know nothing about him, but I know this. The guy backing him is one of the most deplorable human beings I've ever seen in my life. You know?
Okay, that would be me. He is making a reference to me. Let me correct a couple things. I'm not backing any candidate. I didn't even know Jay Stevens existed until someone said, this guy's running for trustee and he's talking about this building. The first time that I met Jay Stevens in person was here at the debate. I had spoken with him once on the phone to come in and be interviewed, as I had interviewed Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, but he couldn't because he works at Swisher. He couldn't do it, so we did a phone interview. That's it. I'm not backing anyone. And then for Dave, this is really interesting. For David to start acting like Hillary Clinton. Did you hear what he just called me? One of the most deplorable people he's ever met. Hillary Clinton called Trump supporters the basket of deplorables. And now David Bloomquist is channeling Hillary Clinton, calling me a deplorable too. Well, I guess we're in pretty good company. There are an awful lot of us deplorables out there. Now, what does that have to do with the election today and the trustees with Richland Township? David Bloomquist going after me, calling me a deplorable, just like Hillary Clinton did with the Trump supporters. What does that have to do with anything? Other than maybe he's doing the dirty work for his buddies. They don't want to get involved in this. But David, can you do our dirty work for us? Can you call him deplorable and tell the mean man to stop or whatever the hell's going on? But he's like Hillary Clinton. I'm deplorable. Hillary Clinton, Trump, basket of deplorables. We're all deplorables now. Okay, fine. What does that have to do with the election? And what does that have to do with that million-dollar white elephant that the two voted for?
Talking about the only radio guy in the history of the Ohio Valley who has to pay somebody to put his show on the air. A guy whose career is so tanked, his show's only on twice a week.
All right, now, several things here. He's going after my business. My business is Dimitri 2020 LLC. I make no bones about that. It is a show that is provided by my company. It's an LLC, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I'm trying to make a living off of this thing. And he's attacking now my company, my source of income. He's attacking it with malicious intent. And he can get away with that because he works for iHeart. iHeart is this big, 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 big company, and they have lots and lots and lots of corporate lawyers. And Dimitri 2020 LLC is just me. So he knows that he can maliciously attack my business, trying to do damage to my business by spreading lies. And I can't afford to hire a lawyer to go up against his corporate lawyers with iHeart. Just one guy. He knows that. So he can take all the free shots that he can take, not only with me, but also my company. And by the way, did you notice how spectacularly inaccurate he was? Oh, he's on a couple of days a week. My show is on 5 days a week. On Big Willie 105.5. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and on Facebook, and the River Network app. 5 days a week. But okay, fine. Take your cheap shots. You know I can't afford to fight back with your corporate lawyers, David. Good for you. Boy, you're a real tough guy. Call Dana White. We'll make you a headliner there at the next fight there because you're such a tough guy. He knows I can't fight back. He knows that. So this malicious intent to just, you know, trash my business must be nice.
A guy who calls iHeartMedia at least 2 to 3 times every 6 months begging for a job.
Not true. I don't know how else to say this. Not true. He's just pulling it out of his ass now.
A guy who, in my opinion, has some serious mental issues.
By the way, he's right. I've been very open about my battles with depression. I've had issues with depression for a good portion of my adult life. I've been very open about this. I've been on a number of different antidepressants. The only one that worked for any length of time was Wellbutrin, and then that started to wear off. I've had doctors and psychiatrists and all that recommend different cocktails, different variations of different antidepressants. I've tried one of those devices that had lots of extra light therapy. I've tried all sorts of different things, and I've been very open with everyone on my show many times about my challenges with depression. It's no fun. But I think it's important to share that information with people to let them know, hey, you're not the only one. I've struggled with it. I struggle with it to this day. Some days that black cloud comes down and I don't know what the hell to do. And if David feels that he needs to go there to attack me because I've been so open about my mental health issues, the depression, if that's what he needs to do to help his buddies, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, well, then so be it. But I've talked about this, I can't tell you how many times over the years, on the air, Depression is no fun. At this point, I'm not on anything because I don't know that anything else works. And so I'm out there solo. And some days are really tough when that black cloud comes down. They're really tough. If that's what David needs to do, if that's where he needs to go to help get his buddies reelected for trustee, then okay, fine. Okay, fine. I plead guilty as charged.
That guy is backing the other guy in this Richland Township.
I'm not backing anyone. This Jay Stevens, first time I met him was here in the studio. I talked to him once on the phone. That's it. I don't know what he's talking about now.
Trustee race. That's all I need to know about the other guy. Because, I mean, people who lack character hang out with people who lack character. So
he's saying that Jay Stevens lacks character. A few minutes ago, he said he's never heard of him. Which is it, David? If you say that I lack character, fine, give me an example. I'm not aware of it, but okay, fine. I can dish it out and I can take it. But Bloomquist just said a few minutes ago he doesn't know anything about this Jay Stevens guy. And now he's saying he lacks character. Which is it, David?
I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll let Sam take it from here. But in that Richland Township trustee race, Rick Farrell and Jimmy DeNoble are your guys. I'm not telling you to vote for him if you know me.
Okay, he just lied. Because earlier he said, these are the two guys you need to vote for. Those are who you want to be your trustees in Richland Township. That's what he said just a couple of minutes earlier in this same clip from yesterday. And now he's saying, well, I would never say. Yeah, you did. These are your own words. Which is it? You know Jay Stevens or you don't know Jay Stevens? He has no character or he does have character. Must be nice. Must be nice being in Cleveland looking down his nose at us here in Richland Township. By the way, none of these characters live in Richland Township. I do. I put my money where my mouth is. Leslie and I bought a home, a lovely home in Richland Township in 2012. Need a lot of work, but we're still there. And we've never complained about Richland Township. Never complained about the former trustees or the current trustees. Last time I checked, Cleveland is not in Richland Township. And this Andrea, now known as Sam, does not live in Richland Township. And Otis, the narc for the state, for the alcohol, he lives in West Virginia. None of them even live in Richland Township. Leslie and I have lived there since 2012. But yeah, talk to me about Richland Township. You.
My years of being here on WWVA, I never told you to do a thing. I just tried to give you all the information that you need to make the right decision. And I'm.
He just said at the beginning of this, these are the two guys you need to vote for. Really? David, do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
Telling you, DeNoble and Farrell are the right decisions. And Sam, you can finish this any way you like.
All right. So we've got one more segment here. Sam, again, is actually a woman. Her name was, and may still be, I don't know where she is in the transition process, or even if she's transitioning. That I don't know. Again, the one or two times that I met her seemed to be a very nice person. Met her at a Chamber of Commerce event a long time ago, and more recently at a candidates night. Seems like a fine person. She wants to be known now as a man or Sam or whatever. That's her business. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever her pronouns are, I don't know. I don't care. Whatever her journey might be or might not be, I don't know. I don't care. That's coming up next. Again, it would have been nice if Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble would have made some sort of statement saying, hey, we disavow what Bloomquist is saying about Dimitri. We disagree with Dimitri, but we really, really are opposed to Bloomquist calling him a deplorable, just like Hillary Clinton. Just like Hillary Clinton calling Trump supporters a basket of deplorables. And attacking me. What's really interesting is that Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, two good guys, seem to be letting Cleveland Dave do their dirty work for them. Because they're not saying anything to disavow this attack. Are they secretly happy that Dave is coming after me? And what does that have to do with the election in Richland Township and a million-dollar white elephant? What?